I want to draw this discussion about rectal cancer out and include the issue of the older patient and how that affects your approach to these situations, patients in their 70s, 80s, even 90s.
So, Neil, I will tell you that I think there's been a lot of talk about management of elderly patients with cytotoxic therapy. I actually think the better expression is the frail versus the unfrail, because to me, it's more about their overall physiologic status and comorbidities. So I have a little old lady who had a T3N2M0 colon cancer resected, a sigmoid cancer resected. She had about 6 positive lymph nodes. She had had a prior stroke. She was functional, but she needed some assistance from her husband. We certainly wanted to give her adjuvant therapy. Wasn't comfortable with the idea of oxaliplatin, which was just coming out at the time. So we elected to give her capecitabine as a single agent for her adjuvant therapy. And even that, she had a little bit of a tough go with some diarrhea with that, even using reduced doses. But she was able to complete about 4 months of therapy. After about 4 months, she decided it was causing too much problems with fatigue and particularly diarrhea.
How old was she?
She's now 80. At the time, right, she was about 78.
What was her lifestyle like? It was in her family?
She was ambulatory. She and her husband lived independently. She had a little bit of dysarthria from her stroke. She had some problems with arthritis. She had some mobility issues. She wasn't very active, et cetera, in terms of being out and about in her community, but she was a functional person in every other sense of the word.
And her attitude towards the situation was proactive?
Well, that's a very interesting issue, Neil. I have to tell you that with older patients, at least right now, it's pretty much whatever you tell me to do, doctor. And I do think...
Of course, those are the ones that people in Texas, maybe New York might be different.
New York may be different, but where I practice, older patients, I think, will do what a physician they trust tells them to do, as opposed to with younger patients and people of, quote-unquote, my generation. It's more of a partnership. There's more to and fro in terms of the decision-making.
So you're looking at this lady saying, well, if I were 78 and I'd had a stroke, what would I want to do? And I guess maybe...
Understanding her risk is high for a relapse.
Although it would be interesting to plug her into the Peter Rabdin adjuvant online model and see in terms of competing mortality and how those numbers start to become kind of interesting. So I take
Well, we're 3 years out, so as of November. So as
How's
of
she
now,
doing?
She's doing fine. She actually had a brief hospitalization for what we think was just a transient bowel obstruction, but she's been doing fine and is NED as far as we can tell.
Awesome.